Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Yes, fine, thank you. I'm not sure if this is this the same company as AMAZBETRLIFE?
Okay. So we're Customer Support. We are a third-party call center. We do, in fact, handle over 350 different products, ma'am. I'll actually have to pull up your account to see which product you have.
Okay.
I don't want to give you any wrong information.
Okay. It's under Paul Damaro, D apostrophe A-M-A-R-O.
Can I have your zip code?
11953.
11953, first and last name?
Paul Damaro.
And can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
53 Robin Drive, Middle Island, New York, 11953.
Okay. Thanks so much for your information as well, ma'am. One moment, please. Okay. So I do see that you did order the neck massage. I am seeing that your account has been completely canceled, though.
Oh, okay. And I have a credit for both $49.97 charges?
And that is correct, ma'am. I am seeing that as well.
Okay, and what about the $7.45 charges?
You said what about the what? I'm sorry.
We were charged $7.45 twice, once through the Max and once through the Amazon Better Life thing.
Okay, let me look up that account. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, you said, okay, so I am reading the previous notes on the account, ma'am, from what you called in a little earlier. So it looks like you did state that you did file a dispute, ma'am. We would need your financial institution to contact us to verify there's no dispute in process.
No, we already spoke. There was no dispute filed. I already spoke to the manager, Kenesha, and there was no dispute filed. The first, Kenya, misunderstood because they sent me a text just asking if I knew what the charge was, and I just said no. That's as far as it went. There was no dispute. So the 745 is on here twice. We received one neck massager, which we never opened, and we did return to sender. So I need the two 745s canceled out also.
Okay. So I'm seeing that it does still state that you did state that you filed the dispute. So until that bank comes, contact us, ma'am, I'm not able to refund anything. Let me go ahead and make sure again. Let me look over that account one more time to make sure I'm not even overlooking any notes or anything.
Yeah, go look what Kenesha wrote because I explained to her that there was no dispute. And last time I had to speak to the manager. If I have to do that again.
Even if you do explain to it, ma'am, you still have to have your bank to call and to verify because you did state on a record line that you did file a dispute.
Right. And I told her that when I said that, I meant that I just said no. I didn't actually go to take a next step. And so when she said that's protocol, I made her put the manager on the line, and we discussed it. And now I'm calling this number because it's a you got some racket going there. The same thing on the two different things. I know I got the 249 things, but the 745, I don't know what that is, twice when we only got one neck thing and we sent it back. So I just need these credited. Now,
okay. I understand what you're saying, ma'am, but we still need the bank to verify there's no dispute in process.
And who does the bank call? They didn't need that for the 49. Why would they need it for the 745?
Okay, the bank will need to contact us, ma'am, contact our company. Whoever they speak with will be able to assist them as long as we have an account pulled up because the account is notated.
They already gave me a credit for the $49.97 twice without the bank calling. Therefore, they should be able to do the 745 twice without the bank calling. There is no dispute. I spoke to your manager, and she understood that, and that's why she put it through. And now I came back because I'm looking at all charges. I didn't know what they were, and now this is under something else when it's the same company.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, ma'am. We are the same company, but we would need them to verify, ma'am. They never verified that it wasn't a dispute in process.
But why did they give me the credit for the $49.97? Your manager understood that there was no inquiry. If you want, you could put me through to the manager again.
Okay, I can get you up to my supervisor, ma'am, but she will state the same message I just stated to you, ma'am, because you did explain that there was a dispute. You did state that you filed a dispute.
Okay, I just spoke to her, though, and she told me okay, and she gave me the credit for the $249.97. But I didn't know that this was the same company. I'm calling because I see this other charge here. So I just want the credit for the $2,745, and I'll go away, and you'll never hear from me again.
Okay. So I understand what you're saying, ma'am, but however, ma'am, I'm not able to refund anything until your bank verifies there's no dispute in process. I understand what you're saying, ma'am. I really do, but I'm not actually able to refund anything.
All right. Can I speak to your supervisor then?
Okay. I'll be glad to get you over to my supervisor, ma'am, but she will state the same message I just stated to you.
She didn't last time. She gave me the credit.
Okay. So I can get you over to my supervisor, but she will state the same message I just stated to you. That's no problem.
Okay.
Place on a brief hold moment.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm still here. One moment.
Okay. This is some racket.
Getting right over now. No problem. One moment.
Thank you.